Back to the basket. A couple dribbles. Turns to the basket. Nothing there. Back out to Mason or Parker Yan. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Harbor Beach ball right at midcourt. Compliments of John Mooney.
Hey, got to touch the game
ball. Got to touch the game ball. All right. Dylan Kadar checks in for Harbor Beach. And he's going to replace Devin Finkel. No, excuse me, Devin Puff. 5:34 left in the third. Cassidy out to their largest lead of the night by 8 points, 31-23. Skip pass to Dylan Kadar at the left wing. Down to Smoglinski, low post. One-on-one, turns in for two. Smoglinski with 12 points. Brings Harbor Beach within six. Cassidy 31, Harbor Beach 25.
That was a nice feed, nice move.
Cuthrell over to the right wing to Stern. Wide open in the right block is Schenk. In for 2 points. Good ball movement for Cassidy. Back out to eight. 33-25. 5:09 left in the third. Mason Yan a little stagnant with the dribbling. To Parker Yan. Down to Smoglinski. Inside the lane. Turns to the basket. This one's no good. And rebound still loose. Brought in by Dylan Kadar. Over to Devin Finkel. Into the corner. Parker Yan pops the three. This one's no good. And rebound brought in by Anthus. But he stepped out of bounds. And it will be Harbor Beach ball. So, when all said and done, Harbor Beach still on offense. 33-25, Cassidy in command with an 8-point lead. 4:51 left in the third. Looks like Dylan Kadar stripped Anthus' shoe right off of him. Parker Yan gets the inbound right in the right corner. Back up to Kadar, top of the key. Starts his dribble to down the left side of the lane. Mid-range jump shot. This one's up. This one's in and out. No good. Rebound still loose. Parker Yan's going against it. And it's scooped up by Mason Yan. Down the baseline. Reverse Mike is in for 2 points. Mason Yan with a whale of a move there to bring Harbor Beach back within six. 33-27. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Still plenty of time. Over 12 minutes left in this ballgame. Cuthrell, hot hand so far tonight. Against Smoglinski, top of the key. Now Anthus has it. Dribbling to his left. Hands it off to Stern at the free throw line. Down into the low post to Schenk against Smoglinski. Into the corner, Cuthrell can't hang on to a loose ball, and Schenk saves it. Into the corner, Anthus for three. This one's blocked by Mason Yan off the top of the ref's head, and Harbor Beach, excuse me, Cassidy ball. What are the chances of that? That went way high, and it came right down on top of the ref's head. He had no clue where it came.
Oh, he's got a great smile on his face, though, I'll tell you.
That's a first. 3:59 left in the third, halfway through the third, and it's still a 6-point ball game. That's a heads-up play, as the official says.
That is line of the night.
Well done. Into her three in the corner from Stern. No good. Rebound still loose, though. And that would be Beecher keeping Cassidy's possession alive. Cuthrell's three. This one's no good. Beecher with another, excuse me, Stern with that offensive rebound. Over back up to Hayden Horn. 33-27, 3:40 left in the third. Horn to Stern, being guarded by Parker Yan. Gets a screen from Beecher to Cuthrell into the corner to Anthus. Anthus back up to the top. Long socks. Love the look. Over to Hayden Horn. Going down the right side of the lane. The reverse makeup's no good. Rebound Finkel. And here comes Harbor Beach. Pushing tempo. Mason Yan down the right side of the lane. This one's in. High off the glass. In for two. Mason Yan now putting the team on his back. He is 14. And Cassidy's lead down to 4 points. 33-29. 3:12 left in the third quarter. Timeout called by Aaron Fernald. It's a 30-second timeout with 3:11 left in the third quarter. 33-29, Cassidy by 4 points.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Cassidy calls a 30-second timeout as they lead by 4 points, 33-29. Harbor Beach starting to get a little rhythm going here. They sit down Evan Smoglinski out of that timeout. Over to the right wing, Hayden Horn for Cassidy. Back up to Beecher. Beecher to Colin Rubel. He's hit a couple threes in this ballgame. Back to Horn at the free throw line. Double team comes in. Stern wide open the left wing. Back to Rubel, top of the key. Rubel dribbling like a madman around that perimeter. Down the right side of the lane, into the corner. Cathrell pops the three. No. Rebound still loose, brought in by Rubel. Cassidy's still on offense. 2:40 left in the third. 33-29, Cassidy leading by two possessions. Four-point ballgame. Horn directing traffic now to Colin Rubel's hands. He's hit one before from way downtown over to Cathrell at the left wing extended. Now to the hands of Stern. Jim goes silent. Down the right side of the lane, wide open in the corner for three. This one's no good. But before that, a charge is going to be called as Cassidy dove into the lane, I do believe, against...
That's got to go on Stern, didn't it?
Well, that goes against Stern, and that will be his first. Team's third offensive foul goes against Cassidy. So Harbor Beach trying to cut this down to a one-possession game. Hayden Horn sits down. He's replaced by number two, Bryce Fernald. Out there for Harbor Beach right now, Devin Finkel, Mason Yon, Parker Yon, Dylan Kadar, and Nathan Sieben. Kadar at the right wing, down to Parker Yon, double team there, and Stern knocks it out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball underneath throwing hoop, right side of your radio. 2:11 left in the third. It's still that four-point lead for Cassidy. Devin Finkel will inbound underneath the Harbor Beach's own hoop. Black jerseys. Trying to feed it in, has to get in quickly. Now to Mason Yon at midcourt. At the free throw line. Mid-range jump shot floaters, no good. Rebound, though, brought in by Nathan Seaman, in for 2 points. And Seaman's in the books, and it's a two-point ball game. 2 minutes left in the third, 33-31, Cassidy leading. Cathrell wide open for three, left wing. This one's good. No one guarded him, and he made him count. That's his third three tonight, and it's a full timeout called with 1:54 left in the third quarter. 36 for Cassidy, 31 for Harbor Beach, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
I'm Susan Hess, and I live in Bad Axe, Michigan. I've been leasing vehicles from Moore Shoreline since 2013. What keeps me coming back is the service, how I'm treated when I'm here, and all around friendly folks. As a woman, I think I'm treated like any other customer. In all the years that I've come to Moore Shoreline, I would say the best word to express my feelings is satisfied.
You get more at Moore Shoreline in Seaboy. And this week, save up to 30% off a 2018 Chevrolet Crew Cab for only $33,900. Or lease an all-new 2019 Chevrolet Silverado for just $299 a month. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Seaboy to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Seaboy goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You do get more at Moore Shoreline.
Must qualify for GMS pricing, all applicable rebates, and have a current lease through GMF. Payment does not include tax and fees. $1,500 down, $793 due at signing. Based on 36 month, 10,000 miles per year. See dealer for details. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Thirty-six, 31. Cassidy leading by 5 points. Coming out of a full timeout. Mason Yon for Harbor Beach into the corner to Parker Yon. Down the baseline. Puts it in for 2 points with the two-hand layup. Parker Yon with 5 points. First point since his first three. Whirly in this ballgame. About 7 minutes left in the first. 36-33. 90 seconds left in this quarter. Goes down the right side of the lane. Luke Stern gets another layup for him. That's 4 points in this quarter. Six on the night. Back out to five. Devin Finkel. To Parker Yon, right wing, against Stern. Starts his dribble to Dylan Kadar, top of the key. Pops up the three. He got it! The sophomore for Harbor Beach hits the three. Brings him back within two. Cassidy still leading, though. 38-36. 1 minute remains in the third quarter. Bryce Fernald dribbling at the free throw line to Santa Cathrell. It's blocked by Parker Yon. It gets his own rebound and in for 2 points on the left side of the basket. Cathrell... 8 points in this quarter, 11 on the night. 40-36, 45 seconds left. Mason Yon, being guarded by Cathrell, gets a screen from his brother, Parker. At the free throw, jump shot, right elbow. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Nathan Seaman. And he gets the rebound, but he's fouled on his way down, and this will be Harbor Beach ball underneath their own basket. The fourth team foul against Cassidy in this second half.
It's fun because both teams are right now in a refuse-to-lose mode.
That goes against Luke Stern. That's his second. Devin Finkel inbounding for the Pirates. Cassidy's been in command, but Harbor Beach every time you think they're going to bow out, they get right back into this one. And Mason Yon in the give and go, he gets 2 points on the layup.